This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. One abducted girl from the Nigerian town of Chibok has been freed and reunited with her parents 7 years after Boko Haram militants kidnapped her and more than 200 of her classmates. That news comes from the governor of Nigeria's Borno state on Saturday. The raid on the school in the northwestern town one night in April 2014 sparked an international outcry. Governor Babagana Zulum said the girl and someone she said she married during her captivity surrendered themselves to the military 10 days ago. Zulum said government officials checked her identity and contacted her parents before making the public announcement. Some 270 girls were originally abducted by the Islamist group in 2014. Dozens have since been released, escaped, or been rescued, but about 113 of the girls are believed to still be held by the militant group. Zulum said reuniting the girl with her relatives raised hopes that others still in captivity will be found. He said the girl will receive psychological and medical care as part of a government rehabilitation program. The European Union has caught up to the once-vaunted United States coronavirus vaccination effort despite a sluggish start. In mid-February, less than 4% of people living in the 27-nation bloc were at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19, compared with nearly 12% in the United States. Now, some 60% of EU residents have received at least one dose, compared to less than 58% of Americans. Spain and Portugal are among the most vaccinated European nations. Bulgaria is among those countries lagging behind. From Washington, this is VOA News.